Well, sort of community treatment and IDET share a lot structurally in terms of their models. As a matter of fact, integrated dual disorders treatment grew out of ACT. ACT was the original platform on which IDDT was developed and studied. And, you know, therefore, IDDT and ACT share a lot of similarities. The main difference between the two evidence-based practices is that, and I'm simplifying here, but IDDT is a clinical intervention. It's a clinical skill set that is primarily about the interactions between the clinician and the folks being served. ACT is a organizational or structural intervention in that the evidence-based practice of ACT is the resources that the team has, how the team is structured, how the team behaves as a comprehensive unit. So ACT is really a structural and organizational intervention as opposed to a clinical intervention. But from the beginning, IDDT and ACT have sort of coexisted. One of the requirements of an ACT team is to have a substance abuse specialist on staff and for the whole team to have substance abuse competency. The ACT model calls for integrated dual disorders treatment as the substance abuse intervention on the team. And many of the tenets of integrated dual disorders treatment are the tenets that ACT follows, not just for substance abuse, but for mental health issues as well. Things as like stage-wise treatment, harm reduction, motivational kinds of interventions, being not just client-centered in terms of treatment planning and all that, but really allowing the client to drive treatment services. And again, the cool thing about ACT is this multidisciplinary treatment team where the client's really in charge. It really is a comprehensive treatment service for clients, and you really do have all the necessary outpatient psychosocial treatment services available that the client can really drive. So there's nursing and vocational services and substance abuse services and peer support services and physician services and outpatient counseling and social work and case management and all these things. And it's really neat because the client has access to all these services and can really have an individualized treatment plan. There's no referring outside the team or so forth.